you're deaf, this won't work for you.
Actually, it'll work better for you.
You know, I've always wanted...
Congratulations, winning.
Winning.
I've always wanted to play the role of Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live's News for the Hard of Hearing on this show, so I'm happy to do that.
All right. Actually, this is an interesting question.
Actually, this is an interesting question.
If you had to choose...
This is what I have to work with every day. Roberta, we need a vacation.
Roberta, we need a vacation.
I think the women should take over the show.
Really?
Awesome idea. It would be so much more fun and nice.
You might be able to if we could hear you.
Yeah.
If you had to choose between being deaf or blind, which would you prefer and why?
Deaf.
888-302-3784.
Really? Yeah. I'd be so afraid of my jerky friends making me fall into a swimming pool. I would so much rather be deaf.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so deaf or blind, Roberta?
Deaf.
Deaf, okay. Deaf or blind, Richie?
I could not imagine life without being able to hear music.
Blind.
Absolutely.
Blind.
Okay, Kenny agrees with that. Where are you on this, Jennifer?
I'm deaf. Really? That's why the pause.
Okay, so as a tiebreaker, I guess I would have to be the one to break the tie. Which would I prefer, being deaf or blind?
I mean, how could you not see your children's faces anymore?
Exactly.
I mean, that's just like, at least when you're deaf, there's a lot of things. You can read subtitles of movies.
You can
out. Feel music.
But talking.
You can go places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you do this job?
What?
Well, that's a benefit. Don't make it better.
If you were blind, you couldn't do this job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If I were blind?
I mean, if you were deaf.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys would have to carry the torch.
Be careful of what you wish for.
No, I don't wish for anything. You
Nine past the hour. The thought for the day comes from Benjamin Franklin, who said, "He that would live in peace and at ease must not speak all he knows, nor judge all he sees." Think about that. Benjamin Franklin, one of the great Americans. I wish he had been president, frankly. I wish he were around now to be president. All right, so we have the Queen of Cheap, who is Roberta Fasanelli, who has some exciting things for you once again today to list, which you'll do in a few minutes here. What is the sum and substance of this? We have Dunkin' Donuts with the new bacon and what was the egg, bacon, and...
on a glazed donut.
Yeah. No, you don't have that. All right, so what do you have?
No, we have deals from Olive Garden. We do have a deal from Dunkin' Donuts. We have a deal from Travelocity, from 7-Eleven, and an incredible deal from Gap and Old Navy.
Can you do that, Richie?
Incredible!
Yes.
You ain't going to believe it.
All right, so on television last night, Lindsay Lohan appeared with David Letterman. We have a little bit of that, Jen, right? And the new late-night host on NBC.
Yes. Wow. The answer may surprise you, but Lauren Michaels is in charge, let me remind you.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we have a number of items that are before us. Say it again, Doug. A number of items before us is what... he was about to say, or trying to say, including perhaps the dumbest thing of the day. It is April the 10th, right? Pretty much everybody around the country knows that in April, things get warmer. And that would probably be a sign that the lakes that had been frozen heretofore no longer are frozen.
They might melt.
Officials pulled a body yesterday from a lake in New Jersey after a couple of teens fell through the ice.
Scariest thing ever happened to me in my life.
So who would be... And then earlier, was it about 2 weeks ago, Kenny, 2-3 weeks ago, I saw somebody, some moron, drove his SUV onto a frozen, well, what he thought was a frozen lake, and went through it. Hello? What, are you crazy? Why in the...
It's always frozen till June.
Well, but you know what? It just does bring you around to thinking that there are a lot of unstable people in the world.
Well, kids, I mean, you know, they don't know any better. When I was 10 or 12 years old, I fell through the ice, and it was on January or something.
Wow.
And thank God for Brad Margraf and a long branch.
Did you go, like, under and lose brain capacity for a while?
Yeah, I probably did. Yeah, but you can't pull yourself out. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Well, because the ice, you have nothing to grab onto.
There's nothing to grab on. Everything you grab onto is just slippery.
So then there's the story of an SUV that went off the road and ended up in a river, and somebody pulled these people. The SUV is going down. Did anybody see this story? SUV is going down the river, and the people in it, obviously the SUV is filling up with water, is going to sink pretty soon. And somebody got to them and saved them. I saw this a couple of hours ago, Kenny, and I meant to point it out to you, and I wouldn't have thought about it, except I just saw this thing about the teenagers falling to the lake in New Jersey and thought, wow, there's a lot of this sort of thing around. There were a lot of people who were, over a period of time, not necessarily qualified to drive. You see these little people in these big cars. These little women drive these big SUVs, or sometimes teenagers. The worst thing you can do, parents, is allow your youngsters to drive a big vehicle if they are not experienced. Do not do it. Some people will say, well, they're safer.
Better.
Yeah, exactly. That's
all that metal around them.
Yeah, but they cause the accidents. Yeah. Because they don't know how to drive. And it takes somebody who knows has depth perception. What is that again? Depth perception. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that too.
The third trial. And most kids don't have it. They don't have the experience. I was fortunate growing up on the farm. I started to drive when I was 8, 9 years old and learned how to drive bigger equipment and trucks and stuff. So I have depth perception. But under the circumstances, it's kind of a... it's a rocky road. Be careful. I would suggest you being careful. At any rate, we have a couple of things. Oh, here it is. I knew this, Kenny. You didn't. Actually, it's the good news of the day.
Ooh.
At DougStefan.com, this was in California. Guy loses control of his SUV, crashes into a tree, and lands in a river. He and his family were saved by a kayaker. That's what I was trying. Yeah, happened
right
to be a few
place,
yards.
Right time.
Kayaker,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they almost hit the kayaker. He was, like, just a few yards away.
Yeah, right. Okay, that was what I just found that from page 3.
Actually, the kayaker was hit and killed. The family is safe.
No.
I'm only kidding.
Why did you think that was amusing? Some poor victim? That does happen on occasion.
But he came back to life for a couple of hours.
Yesterday, Jennifer was happy to criticize me because...
I didn't criticize you.
Yes, you did.
You're teasing you.
You laughed at me yesterday.
Well, of course. You laugh at me all the time.
A story about a fellow who was in a truck rollover, and he was pronounced dead on the scene.
But let's start the story the right way. Here's it. Doug goes, let's start the hour with some good news of the day. This is a miracle. This guy rolled over in a tractor trailer, and the guy on the scene revived him, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then he goes...
Then he died
a few hours later. But he got those 2 hours back.
Well, 2 hours. Do you rather have 2 hours?
Funny. Hey, you know what? We all do fun things like that.
Let's think about your aging hair follicles for a moment or two. By the way, there's a study that came out last week suggesting baldness is linked to you having a higher risk of coronary heart disease. So how do you eliminate losing your hair? That's going to be the suggestion that I lay on you now. Somebody said to me, yeah, was it you, Richie? Provia versus Provia?
Yeah, new product is called... I heard somebody refer to it as Provia instead of Provia.
Really?
I have to look into this.
People in the advertising agency didn't tell me one way or another. They just gave me P-O-R-V-I. And by the way, does it make any difference how you pronounce it? It's what it does that's important. If you want to look your best, if your hair is thinning, if it's weak, if it's tired, you have aging follicles. As if we had an echo chamber... Aging follicles.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. So Provia, or whatever, Provia, strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It'll look like it hasn't looked for a long, long time. It works for men. It works for women, because women are going through the same thinning hair issues that men are these days. So if you'd like to join the thousands and thousands of people who have used this scientific breakthrough called Provia, it's a serum, no side effects, very easy to use, all natural. I put some in my hair today. What do you think? How's it look, Yang? Is my hair looking a little better today?
Lovely.
Needs to be brushed, but other than that, yeah. Great.
Thank you. 800 5C Roberto always says I look great. 800-525-8319. Order Provia now. Get a free month supply. Mention Doug Steffen. Free month supply of Provia for your hair. 800-525-8319. Cleans out the follicles. Allows the hair to grow. Thickens up that hair that you do have. Say goodbye to hair going down the sink and the drain. Order Provia. Risk-free. Doesn't work. Get your money back. 800-525-8319.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
She's the queen.
Yes, she is.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get at it, Roberta.
Okay, let's start with the free food. We've got 7-Eleven. Don't forget, we got free Slurpees till April 30th.
No squeezing the juice.
No squeezing the juice. And here at dumpsterdiving.com, we have the coupon for you until April 30th.
Send your letters to Roberta Fasnelli.
Olive Garden has a buy one, take one home. Don't forget that. That goes through the 15th, I believe. And you can buy a meal and you can take one home free for the later on, if you really love that. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts. Some places are giving away free iced coffee just today, but you have to call and make sure that it's your place, because some places aren't. Travelocity, we've got a great deal for you. $25 off a flight and hotel package of two or more nights. And the most incredible deal from Gap and Old Navy. If you buy $20 worth of stuff, you get a $20 gift card. Now, it's a little complicated to go through all this, but it's for new Plink members. And you have to do this before the 14th, so you can get free clothes at Gap and Old Navy just by joining. Or DougSteffen.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Start the voice last night, but that's how they did it with Mark Lennon. His namesake would be rolling around. I hope not. Ay, ay, ay. Come together. Adam got booted after this because none of the coaches turned their chairs around. So let's move quickly, Richie, to Jackie Samdow doing Dreams. Roberto will like, not like this, because I like screaming girls. However, Usher and Blake tried to get Jackie to join their teams, and it seems she went with Blake. Definitely with Max on. Actually, now that she's, I don't mind it as much as I did at the beginning. How many people think this is okay?
It's okay.
She
sounds like Stevie Nicks.
I can't hear it. Because I'm talking?
Yes.
Thanks, bitch. That's this is a good part.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. So she went with Blake. Next up, let's see, who do we have? Amber Carrington singing Good Girl. Bad, huh?
Pretty good.
She went with Adam. How do they make sure everybody has an even number or the same number on each of the teams?
I think it's just TV magic. They just keep going until they fill the team.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so they have too many contestants until they fill it.
How many do they have on each? Is it like four or five on each team?
No.
No, I think it's 16.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe less. 12, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 12.
All right, next up on the list of competitors to appear on The Voice last night is a gentleman named Dustin Hudson Bueller. Haven't met you yet. It's a Michael Bublé song, right?
Yeah.
And I promise you, kid, that coaches didn't like it, so he got booted.
Probably because he sounds just like Bublé.
Yeah, he was...
if you don't bring something of your own, they get rid of you fast.
Yeah, he was like 25-ish.
Nothing special in Richie. Next, Luke Edgman singing I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah, this guy was good.
Nice. All right.
Down these voices inside my head, lay down with me and tell me no lies. Just hold me close. Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. Great tone.
Usher and Shakira.
That's exactly what Usher said. I love your tone.
Really? I could be a judge.
Yeah, you seem good.
But Shakira got him on her team, as it turns out. All right, last candidate, Jessica Childress. Closes the show with Marry You. Looking for something down to do. Why are they all singing? Hey, baby, things I want to marry you. I should have brought her on to his team.
Like, you just said something very interesting.
I did.
Let me stop this. You know how you always harp on, why are they cheering? They haven't even heard the song yet.
Yes.
I heard that audience. My wife watches the show, so I'm, right. You know. Okay. Right. And I heard that, and it just kind of stuck out as, that's fake crowd noise. Listen to it again. It's a beautiful
night, looking for something down to do. Well, they can edit it in.
Sure.
Dick Clark was an expert in that. He edited in the crowd noises. They do that. T.J. Levinsky does it when he produces those music shows for PBS. It's all fake noise.
Yeah,
and it comes in.
This girl was very good, and she went with Usher, and so that kind of completed all of the teams.
All right.
Very good.
And that completes our coverage of The Voice, because 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In the wake of scandals rocking the Catholic Church, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael D'Antonio has just written Mortal Sins.
Well, there are two really important things to understand about the Catholic Church as a monarchy. The first scene in Mortal Sins is actually from 1870, and it shows the Italian army attacking the walls of the Vatican City State with cannon. And they breach the walls and enter Vatican City and end the hundreds of years reign of popes over a territorial country. Until 1870, popes were temporal leaders. They taxed territory. They raised armies. They were just like kings. After 1870, Catholicism was a moral empire, and all of their authority was based on being right about what was good and evil. So you go from this moment of Catholicism being forced out of territorial claims and into a moral pose to modern times when, due to the sex abuse crisis, they're synonymous with immorality, and you have a shocking dichotomy. And that's the great paradox of this abuse scandal. On a historical basis, what's happened to the church is profound, and it'll never be the same after this abuse crisis.
Michael D'Antonio, author of Mortal Sins, Sex, Crime, and the Era of Catholic Scandal. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Christian by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm sarcastic and have a bad attitude.
You're in the right place.
Against drama and stupidity. That's how I look at things. I was thinking about the people who are successful in life. You know, oftentimes there is that hint of envy that goes with people that are supposedly born with a silver spoon in their mouths. Mm. Think of Steve Jobs when you think about that. Mm-hmm. He was born out of wedlock, put up for adoption, dropped out of college, and then he changed the world. So think about that when you come up with excuses for not wanting to do what it is that you're supposed to be doing today.
And kids, don't use that as an excuse with your parents for not going to school.
No, right. Not at all.
Right.
All right, so Jennifer Horn has the television report in a few minutes here on Good Day. We have lots of things going on. The National Association of Broadcasters just finished their annual or semi-annual convention in Las Vegas. About 100,000 attendees from the world of radio and television. I thought it was pretty interesting. There was a story about how badly some radio stations are being run, Richie. We run into these people. Those, of course, are not the people that take the
their businesses, and there are people who run them very well, and there are people who run them very poorly.
And so there was a discussion in one of the seminars. They have these group meetings and go into a you've been to conventions. You know how they do these things, right? They have different, what they call breakout sessions.
Sure.
So somebody got up and was criticizing. I don't want to get too inside here, but most radio stations have a general manager, have a sales manager, and a program manager. One of the things that we have confronted, those of us who have been doing this sort of radio for a long time, is the newer program directors often don't have as much experience with the spoken word format as do some of the fellows who have been around for a while.
And
like
they don't
me.
Have any control either.
No, they don't have much control because there's an
corporate
edict from on high.
Right.
Corporate says you'll do this. So they are appointing music directors often, music radio station program directors to run talk stations, and one of the participants in one of the breakout sessions said, having a music director run a talk radio station is like going to a proctologist to have brain surgery. I thought that was... In other words, it's not a good
idea. Not a great idea.
No.
nice. Although I do know a few where that could actually work.
Well, would I be able to guess who said this?
You might. Okay.
Yeah, you won't play that game.
Yeah, no, we won't play that game. All right, let's get to a big story. Jennifer has been doing the investigative work on what the FDA, our friends at the Food and Drug Administration, one of those duplicative bodies in the federal government that has really no place because they have 18 other people that are doing the same thing that they are. So now they're looking into something that we all should be thinking about, in fact, yes?
Yeah, well, speaking of surgeries and removing things from places that they shouldn't be, one of the biggest trends in operating rooms are these million-dollar multi-armed robots, like this one named Da Vinci, which was used in nearly 400,000 surgeries nationwide last year, okay? That's triple the number just 4 years earlier. Well, now this little robot is under scrutiny over reports of problems, including several deaths that may be linked with the high cost of using the robotic system. Apparently, there are a few disturbing freak incidents that happened, including the robotic hand that wouldn't let go of tissue grasped during surgery.
Oh.
And my favorite, the robotic arm hitting a patient in the face as she lay on the operating table. Probably not a great move there, robot man.
Wow.
So this is my question. I think a lot of people would prefer having a robot do surgery on them because they feel like the opportunity for human error is not there. But I don't know. I would rather have the human error risk. I really would. Wouldn't you rather have a person work on you rather than a robot?
The proponents of the robots say that they don't get tired after their hands being in the same position.
Right. Who's
for
running
a
the robot?
A doctor is.
Somebody's running the robot.
Another room, like the drones that are flying over being run by the guys.
Some guy's playing golf while he's doing surgery.
Could be in the
surgery.
Same room or in another room. You know, that's actually a funny story. I was just telling somebody the other day, when we all get in our 40s, it's time to get our colon checked.
Yes.
So we get our colonoscopy, right? And I had my first one a few years back, and a friend of mine is getting ready to do one. And I'm recounting the story about how I'm expecting the doctor who is giving me the colonoscopy to come in and, do it. No.
Send you flowers, give him his phone number.
Right. The doctor who is doing the colonoscopy is actually in another room watching on a TV, kind of controlling
the TV up your butt.
Right. Controlling the little thing, with the little snippers just in case they find any polyps up there.
Right.
And the guy that's in the room with you, like, is in this full rubber suit with his mask on, the whole thing. And you're just like, you feel like you're in the strangest science fiction movie you've ever seen in your life.
Or an alien invasion.
Yeah.
Okay, I have something to top that.
Ah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Fire away.
Ready.
If you're looking at DougStefan.com today, in the trending section, there is a story about Kim Jong-un when he was in high school playing the lead in a production in this American school in Switzerland of Grease. And we actually have a photo of what Kim Jong-un, apparently, Kenny, he was much thinner then than he is now. He wasn't the fat tub of lard that he is now, right? He was the lead in, and we're trying to figure out what it would sound like, him singing in Korean the theme from Grease. Has anybody got any, can we translate the theme from Greece, or did he do it in English? He can speak English, I
probably
think.
Probably do it in English.
Yeah. Well, if you English. Went to an American school, you can definitely speak English.
And he talks with Dennis Rodman. We know that he doesn't speak Korean.
Yeah, okay. What? Rodman, you don't think he's an expert in Korean?
Pretty sure, no.
Yeah, probably not.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah.
All right, so that picture of Kim Jong-un is in the trending box at DougStefan.com, along with the FDA story that Jennifer was just talking about, and in a moment.
I think I have actually audio from the Grease.
Have you really?
Kim Jong-un, here.
Isn't that it?
Dancing.
Very good. Close anyway. Hi. Jennifer in a moment is going to help you get on America's Got Talent. If you want to go on it, we have the inside track for you to get on to America's Got Talent. All right. Also, if you're following along at DougStefan.com, you have no doubt seen the story of this 90-year-old woman who is from Alabama, celebrating her birthday by going skydiving for the first time. 90 years old.
Good for her.
She gets her two sons to go out on this Saturday trip. They go skydiving on the Emerald Coast.
They can't be all that young either, huh?
13,000 feet. No, they got to be in the 60s, right? That's how many people I had the opportunity to do this once and was happy it got cloudy. Her two sons,
score.
Al, that's thank you, Jennifer. Her two sons, 69 and 65, were the ones who went out. They didn't want to. She had to talk them into it after having a few drinks.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
That's the way to do it.
Loosen them up, and here we go.
Anyway, the poll at DougStefan.com today. The question is, have you ever been skydiving? Yes, many times. None of us here have been skydiving, right?
No, no, I always wanted to.
It's on my bucket list.
No. It's okay, yes. Richie.
I just thought about this the other day.
Roberta.
I might do it for my 50th birthday.
Why would you jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Yeah.
To experience the rush.
Yeah, just what? What?
I got a few years to kind of work my way up to it, you know.
Okay. You do that, Richie. All right, so have you ever been skydiving? A, yes, many times. B, just once. C, not yet, but I want to. D, no, can't think of any reason to jump out of a perfectly
good Thank you. Oh, love you.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com, the story, which you can review if you haven't seen it, which we keep in a cumulative effect at DougStefan.com about this young, was it five-year-old kid, six-year-old kid, he got a mohawk haircut, and the school sent him home because of the haircut. Should that have happened, 52% said, give me a break, he's only five. I think that's what I said. 34% said, yes, if it violates the dress code, that's what Richie said.
Yep.
And 14% of you said, maybe if it really was disruptive to the other children. Why would it be disruptive? I wasn't sure I understood. Somebody explained that.
Because then they all want one.
Right. Well, they all want to look at it. They all want to talk about it. They all want to ask them about it. They all want to touch it. They all want to do the, you know.
Really?
Yes.
There's a picture of the kid anyway at DougStefan.com.
Cute kid.
Also a picture of the SUV that plunged into the river. They're almost at the kayaker. And as if that wasn't enough, if we haven't provided you with enough conversational items informatively, the $3,000 toilet seat that has been stolen from a public bathroom in Japan. Ah. What is this world coming to? Public ladies' room. How do you get a toilet out of a public restroom?
Did they take the seat or the whole toilet?
No, they took the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
They took the whole thing and left a hole in the floor. I've got the whole thing. And what's left is a hole in the floor.
Excuse me, can I get a to-go bag, please? A big one. A really big one.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
Who would want,
a dirty old public toilet? Ew.
It's a $3,000 toilet. There's got to be something going on.
Is it gold?
Apparently, there are a number of commode crooks in this city in Japan. Commode crooks. Let's see here. We also have problems, apparently, in America with commode crooks. Milwaukee has lost in this last few months because of what the city has dubbed the bathroom bandit, about $30,000 worth of flush valves from urinals and toilets. Those are the things on top. You take them off and, you know, that's how you flush.
Yesterday we talked about this story where the Nutella, tons of Nutella was stolen in Germany.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that all day yesterday.
Really?
How do you get rid of 5 tons of Nutella without really raising a red flag? You know,
with a big spoon.
Thank you, yes.
There you go. That's a visualization.
But, I mean,
you know,
you got to go, hey, I've got 5 tons of Nutella. No, dude, I saw you on the news.
Uh-huh.
You're the Nutella thief.
You're just not in the underworld, Rich.
Apparently.
In the underworld, it would be fine.
I don't get it.
All right, in a moment, Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on what you can do if you'd like to be on America's Got Talent. Auditions are ready now, right? Aren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that story's coming right up here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
67 channels, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
How it goes. 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. The story of America's Got Talent. And we have with us a real live contestant-to-be, or the mother of a would-be contestant, Maria Bailey, who has long been associated with this program in many ways, brought her daughter Morgan. Who was it that you brought?
Morgan.
It was Morgan.
The X Factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so you had a, was it the X Factor?
It was
America's
the X Factor.
Got Talent?
X Factor.
Oh. Why does she want to be on X Factor?
You know, like everyone, she has an aspiration of becoming a star one day and singing.
Really? All right. So yeah. What did it take? What was it like for you and for her?
Well, first of all, it took me about 6 notarized signatures on about 15 pieces of paper that I had to sign. You know, you can't have an agent, you can't belong to a union, you can't do this, you can't do that. Because she was under 18, I had to sign, you know, I had to have doctor releases.
Really?
And literally, it's not what you see on TV at all.
In what way?
Well, you know how you watch TV and you see this back room and people are practicing and sitting in comfortable chairs and such? They yeah. literally set up that back room, and the last people, so you go 2 days before and you pick up a ticket, and the ticket is like a ticket you would get if you're going to a concert, and it has a seat number in the arena, and you literally sit in that seat The last people to get their tickets, the last 100, are put in that plush little room that you see, and the day of the auditions, you go, and at the bottom of the arena on the floor where the concert would be is probably 20 10-by-10 booths. And each one of those booths have producers and judges inside. Not judges you see on TV.
No, they
and
have
literally,
the producers.
Right.
Yeah.
They call the sections of the arena down 50 rows at a time. It literally, we waited 23 hours.
Wow. My God. Yeah.
All right. So here's what the America's Got Talent contract has in it, Jennifer, right?
Well, this is kind of an interesting thing that came out. For America's Got Talent, if you can herd cats and you want to be exploited and embarrassed, sign up for America's Got Talent on NBC, because apparently it's a grueling 45-page contestant agreement which has a specific stipulation that says producers can trick, exploit, and embarrass the show's participants.
Right.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Lovely.
So if you want to do that, auditions this week in New York with all the judges. Just kind of
all right. Late night news from NBC.
Yeah, late night news is just more proof that Lauren Michaels is really running the show over at NBC. Alec Baldwin looks like he's in talks to join NBC's late night lineup. He's in the mix for the spot that Carson Daly currently holds. Carson has Last Call. Looks like Alec Baldwin could have that show as well.
Yeah. And then there's the X Factor is about to start, so there's lots of PR on Simon.
Yeah, right? It looks like it takes a lot for him to look as good as he does. He does hundreds of push-ups every day. He works out 3 or 4 times a week, and he does Botox and vitamin infusions. Intravenously, by the way. Hello, Michael Jackson.
natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You may recall a discussion, you may not recall a discussion, of the dogs that are not dogs, but giant rodents that are being sold. That story.
Ferrets.
Plus, yeah. Plus the TV, the dog TV thing that's become a reality. And Warren wants to talk about hyperbaric chambers being used to help dogs that have had operations, that sort of thing. Same kind of stuff that humans have. So that's the story. Pet Report with Warren Eckstein right after this on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Hi. The exclusive story at DougSteffen.com. Warren Eckstein is here to comment on the elephant with the circus that was injured by an early morning drive-by shooting, but expected to be okay. The person who shot the gun is going to be pursued as a federal offender under the Endangered Species Act. Huh?
Bet you he'll be real popular in prison.
PETA is offering a reward of $5,000. There you go. What happens? Doesn't the hide of an elephant or a rhino, isn't it so hard that it would be hard to penetrate? I would have.
Here's the deal. This is the deal. Why are elephants in the street anyway?
Oh, I can tell you exactly why.
You know, let's put the elephant.
The circus is in town.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It's about time. I know you guys may disagree with me, but it's about time the circuses stop using wild animals in their performances. You know, when I was a peace officer in New York, I would go and investigate all of these circuses that would come to town. Mm-hmm. And my background being behavior, if you would watch these elephants being chained up before they would go on and watching them rock back and forth, the psychotic and neurotic behavior that these poor animals went through is not worth the 5 minutes some kid's going to smile to see a big elephant. Take them and let them look at a picture. But I think elephants belong in the wild. They don't belong in circuses.
You know, one of the biggest eye-openers for me on this conversation, Warren, is you go to the National Zoo here in Washington, which is basically on a postage, you know, stamp size lot in the middle of the city, and then you go to the San Diego Zoo, and you see the difference, and you can never go to the Washington Zoo again. It's a nice zoo. They do a nice job, but it's just too small for those animals.
Yep. The same thing with L.A. L.A. had a big problem with their elephants. In fact, there's still a battle going on with the elephants at the L.A. So they belong in the wild. That's where they belong.
All right. Warren has posted a couple of interesting things on his blog, including what's happening to dogs and animals in general, pets, I guess, that are exposed to marijuana.
Yeah, you know, I wrote about this morning. It's on Facebook. I wrote, keep your buzz to yourself. And the bottom line is, because so many states now have either legalized pot like Colorado or for medical purposes, and I agree for medical purposes there's a use for it, but the bottom line is this. If you're going to have any type of drug, especially marijuana, because you're more apt to leave that around in a brownie or a cookie, in Colorado specifically, veterinarians are reporting an increase in incidence of dogs being rushed to the animal hospital because they've either ingested pot or some other type of got it some other way. So it's really scary. I don't care what you do, but I care about your pets. So please, whatever drugs you're using, keep them away from your dogs and cats.
All right. Now, if the dog gets sick and has to have an operation, a quick heal is to put him in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, pretty much the way people are going into those chambers. Are they doing it for medicinal purposes or just to kind of, I mean, I was thinking when I saw this, I put Charlotte in one of these, helps to prolong life.
Well, yeah, they're doing it for medicinal purposes, and plus the fact they find that the healing aspect, if a dog has a really, really bad wound, the healing is a lot better. I think it's one of those things that we're going to see being used more and more, both for animals and for people, and I think that's a good thing because the results are absolutely astounding.
They really are. More oxygen, great. Okay, DirecTV is offering dog TV for $5.99 a month. And, Warren, you helped put this together.
Yeah, it's amazing the technology that went into it. Dogs see TV differently than we do, so dogs are going to be able to watch their own programs a lot better than we watch ours. And quite honestly, the programs they're watching are a lot more interesting than the ones we're watching.
Dog TV. You can get it on the Internet,
check
too.
Check it out, dogtv.com.
Yeah, dogtv.
Interesting.
.com. $5.99 to $9.99 a month. Would you sign that up, sign your dog up for dog TV? Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.